This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of three central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the two others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the core seven battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
That's Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe. He spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. Republican strategist Bill McCoshin tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. Wisconsin grocers are pushing back against accusations of price gouging. The Wisconsin Grocers Association has written an open letter saying local stores operate with razor-thin profit margins. 81 fast food workers are losing their jobs. The owners of KFC restaurants in south-central Wisconsin are closing locations in Janesville, Beloit, Stoughton, and Watertown. The company blames what it calls unforeseen business circumstances. Tax credits and rebates under the Inflation Reduction Act are helping people in Wisconsin make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say the process is set up to keep people from feeling overwhelmed.
You know, the first step is really getting that energy audit. And so there are IRA-approved contractors who will come in and do an energy audit on your house and determine for you what would be the best cost saving.
Mackenzie Mindel is a member of the La Crosse City Council. Grants from the National Park Service will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. It's going to be hot this afternoon. A heat advisory has been issued for several Wisconsin counties, including Wood, Portage, and Marathon. The advisory will be in effect today from 1 to 8 p.m. Heat index values could be as high as 100 to 105 degrees. Hot temperatures and high humidity can cause heat illness. You'll need to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check on relatives and neighbors. If you have to be outside, wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing. Try to limit strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Be sure to watch for symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. The chip sealing in Rome has been postponed because of the heat. Crews were scheduled to do chip sealing on Leisure Lane and Archer Lane this week. The work has been postponed until after Labor Day. Gas prices have fallen 9.6 cents during the past week. The average across the state today is $3.21 per gallon. This is over 29 cents lower than a month ago and more than 35 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas is now at its lowest point since February. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy said prices should continue to drop as we head into fall. Gas in central Wisconsin today ranges from $2.97 to $3.07 per gallon. Wisconsin will join the Internal Revenue Service Direct File Program for filing season 2025, enabling eligible Wisconsin taxpayers with an option to file their taxes online directly with the IRS for free. According to the U.S. Department of Treasury, the average taxpayer spends approximately 13 hours and $270 to prepare their taxes each year. The Central Wisconsin Airport will soon get a new fire truck. Brittany Merlot has the story.
The airport secured an $862,000 in federal funding to replace one of its two trucks. The CWA Assistant Airport Director, Mark Seiler, said it's being replaced for safety, but there is no one particular thing that is unsafe. It really is more about replacing a 23-year-old vehicle to stay up to date. There is a lot of technology inside and out that drivers are trained on each year. This includes two turrets to pump water at different angles to put out fires.
People in Wood County are concerned about financial stability. The newly released 2024 Wood County Community Health Assessment shows that many people in our area are struggling to make ends meet and can't afford basic needs like healthy food, health care, and housing. The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases and align with national recommendations. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician at Aspyrus.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines to prevent these potentially deadly diseases now. It's the number one thing that you could do to protect your child and the community and prevent these diseases from recurring.
If you're concerned or have any questions, Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
I also really like the free app called Vaccines on the Go, which is put out by Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is a great resource, too, for vaccine safety information.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning. Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 50 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do, keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix has a new show called The Beast in Me, and according to Deadline, actor Matthew Reese will join the cast. The show is being described as a mystery thriller. Reese will play opposite female lead Claire Danes, who is also executive producing the project. Reese's previous credits include FX's The Americans and HBO's Perry Mason. Solid actor. Filming is not scheduled to be completed until January 2025. Netflix will likely air the series in early 2026. In news people barely care about, if you've missed the first four Anaconda movies, don't fret. There will be a fifth installment that will star Paul Rudd and Jack Black. Tom Gormican, the director who oversaw the critically acclaimed Nicolas Cage film The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, is writing and will direct the feature for Columbia Pictures. The first Anaconda starred Jennifer Lopez Affleck, Owen Wilson, Ice Cube, and John Voight. The story saw a film crew hunting for the world's largest deadly snake. The movies have been pretty ridiculous, but you know with Rudd and Black, it will be fun and not take itself too seriously. Well, if you're a Denzel Washington fan like I am, this is not very good news. He might be mulling retirement. The two-time Oscar winner says there were very few films or roles left that he would be interested in. Variety reports that Washington, who stars in Ridley Scott's Gladiator 2, said the film was one of the few left that interested him. Washington and Scott previously collaborated on 2007's American Gangster. Paramount says Gladiator 2 is set to open in theaters November 2nd of this year. Actress Jane Fonda had red flags all over Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's brief marriage. The Hollywood icon said, "If your relationship is mostly taking time to post pictures of yourselves kissing all the time, then it is more about performing a relationship than actually living one." The 86-year-old Oscar winner said she knew the relationship would not work out. No offense, Jane, but saying a Hollywood couple isn't going to work out is not exactly roulette odds. Fifth time is a charm if you're a fan of John Wick. Multiple sources confirm production will start in 2025 on the fifth installment of the action franchise. Playing the lead role of John Wick will be community theater actor Bob Jablonski. Relax, just kidding. Keanu Reeves will be back for part 5. And for those of you who really can't get enough of John Wick, the franchise is planning more content in the form of TV shows. Studios and producers are hoping the film will be ready for a late 2026 release. Travis Kelce Swift is on a roll. It was recently announced he will play a loose cannon police officer opposite another loose cannon police officer in a film titled Loose Cannons. The tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, as confirmed by Happy Gilmore himself, Adam Sandler. Kelce will play a loose cannon cop. Just kidding again. Kelce is on record as saying he would do anything to be in this movie, even date someone only moderately successful like Taylor Swift. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today. The heat index, 100 degrees or better this afternoon, partly cloudy, in the low 90s with a chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid again with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.